medyo lihis gyud kayo ba? Instead nga, i-focus ang atensyon sa incarnation ni Kristo. Dili kay siya taugugma sa uban. Wala na si Kristo. Wala na si Kristo yun ba? Karang tao, nakafocus ang atensyon sa tao. Paghatag ni mo, sharing sa uban. Instead nga, i-meditate, i-focus ni mo ang imong huna-huna na pila katuig ang milabay, ang Diyos, ang Word, ang pulong, nagpakatao. O ang purpose, aron pagluwas. Nawala na sa huna-huna sa tao, ang ilang sala, ang ilang huna-huna, maayo man kong tao, no? Basta nagkakorta, mga civil kayo mulihok, murag Pino kayo, na sila yung mga social graces, murabaw ka ng, dili mo kong makasasala. No, ako ganyan sige hagsnats, ako ganyan sige hagtulis. Kanto, makasasala at ng tulisan. Masaya pag-ingon, ako ganyan sige hagtulis, yung hambugiro po kahit ang dako, no? Hambug po siya. So, murag nawala sa ilang huna-huna. It slipped to their minds, that it's not love that we ought to be sharing, but it's the love of God by giving to us the only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a celebration of the incarnation of Christ, who is our Savior, ang manluluwas. Okay? Now, ang question karon nato is, unsa kaimportante ang humanity ni Kristo? So, i-focus na ito ang atong atensyon. Importante ba yun ang pagtuon about the humanity of Christ? Ang pagkatao ni Kristo ba? Diba? Ang atong nahibalaan karon, grabe ang atong depensa about the deity of Christ. Wala kayo naghuna-una about His humanity. Importante ba ang iyang humanity? Kaya balo mo, importante kaayo. O kining mapulong about His humanity, big deal ni sa mga apostles. Ay kung big deal sa apostles, dapat big deal po din nato. No, kung unsa ka importante ang iyang deity, ang iyang pagka-divine, ang iyang pagka-Diyos, kung sa Bisaya pa, importante usab kaayo ang iyang pagkatao. Big deal ba ang deity of Christ sa mga apostles? Oo. Apan big deal gyapon ang iyang pagkatao. Okay? So, karon nga hapon, atong tunan ang iyang pagkatao. Diba? Ang iyang pagkatao, unsa kini kaimportante. Now, kung moingon ta ang pagkatao ni Jesus, dili problema ang mga Jehovah's Witnesses din na. Ang mga iglesia ni Manalo, ayos. Kaya tao mo lang siya. No? Murag dili kayo sila mureact ni ini. Pero wala sila masayod nga kung ma-focus ni mong atensyon ang tinuod nga pagkatao ni Jesus, unsa ang significance ni ini sa atong kinabuhi karon o even in the future. Aba, basig mo yung sila di, oy, no? Importante di ay kayo. Okay? So, daghan mga tao mo-admit nga si Kristo mayong tao apan mahisgutan na gani iyang deity. Daghan nang mureact ni ana. Pero ang iyang pagkatao, Jehovah's Witnesses, Islam, no, gideny nila ang pagka-Diyos ni Kristo. Mga liberals, uban pang mga heretics, o dili nila kiniginadawat. Apan kanato, mga igsuon, duha ang atong ginadawat. Kasi kung naamoy Chalcedon, no? The Creed of Chalcedon, the Athanasian Creed, basa pagkagwapo kayo na ng mga isyo, dihagikan ang atong pagtulunan, nagitunan karon nga hapon. Kampo ta, Ginoo, duol na usab kami kanimo Lord, nagkinahanglan mi sa imong tabang, tabangi mi amahan, ug himuang nga klaro ang imuhang pulong sa matag usa ka namo. Ug kini among gisalig sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Tanaw na to ang 1 John 4, First John chapter 4 and verse 1 2 and 3. Ingon pa si John, of course, John the Beloved. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this, you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. Ang punto ni John, very big deal kayo ni ining Apostle John, that Christ has come in the flesh. Or in the flesh. Diba? So, that is why, ang Christmas season, importante kayo tungod ni ining isyo. Apan, na-blurred lang ba, no? Na-blurred lang sa mga kasing-kasing o sa mga ngabil, sa mga unbelievers. Tungod kay ang Christmas season, importante kayo. Because, kaninga season, it allows us the opportunity to focus upon the glorious truth that God became fully man. Ang Diyos, nahimong tinuod gayod nga tao. That God became fully human, and that because He was fully human, He could have given us salvation. So, by both the humanity and the deity of Christ are essential for our salvation. No? Ang kaluwasan, gikinahanglan ang pagkatao o ang pagkadiyos ni Kristo. And the absence of the humanity of Christ, unsay may tabo? It would just as effectively destroy the redemptive work as the absence of His deity would. Furthermore, it's in the humanity of Christ that we find a great many of our comforts as Christians. Because the right understanding on the humanity of Christ would result in Christ being personal to us and increasingly precious to us. So, kinahanglan, Brother Damian, Brother Marshall, kinahanglan gyud ang pagtulunan nga tinuod nga si Kristo 100% tao o 100% Diyos. Tanggalon nimong isa niini, guba tanan ang iyahang redemptive work, kaning trabaho sa pagluwas ba? Kung mawala lang ang humanity ni Christ, puro na lang deity, walay kaluwasan. Kung tao na lang, kung puro na lang deity, walay pagka-human, walay kaluwasan. O imong tanggalon ng isa niini. So very important kaayo kini. First John, nagaingon gid siya. Jesus is come in the flesh. Kaduha kay gayon, no? Verse 2 and verse 3. Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus has come in the flesh. Actually, naisumpay din na, no? Pero mauro na yung meaning, ana, kaduha gibalik ni John. Okay? So, Christ has come in the flesh. Muna ang atong focus karon. Now, unang punto, unang major point na to, Jesus became fully man without ever ceasing to be fully God. May mga pagtulunan, kanang gitawag nila dokeo. Sa mga dokeo, maragyo gawad ba? Kanang mga katuon lang o Greek o isa ka semana, pagkanaog daw ni Jesus, murag sinina, gihupo daw niya iyang pagka-Diyos, gibilin niya sa langit. Niya ang iyang daladala, ang 100% niya pagkatao, wala na ang iyang pagka-Diyos. Pero ang kamatuuran is, si Jesus, nahimong 100% tao without ever ceasing to be fully God. So wala na wala ang iyang pagka-Diyos. Nahimo siyang tao apan Diyos gihapon siya. Sayang pagnaog dinhi sa kalibutan. Okay? One of the things that we are aware of, that Jesus is God. Asa mabasa? John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Panwala, noondang din ha. Kung ngayong ipadayon, sa verse 14, ang sayangon din ha. And the Word became flesh. Na-issue din eh. Medyo dili tama ang rendering sa King James Version. Ang King James, ang inula, and the Word was made flesh. Actually, to make is poieo, which is dili mao. Ang Greek rendering is ginomai. Meaning, ginomai to become. The Word became flesh. Dili was made flesh. Medyo dili tama amot to. I don't know kung unsa ang conviction sa writer sa King James Version. Apan ang tama gayud sa Greek is genomai, become o became. Muna ang tama nga rendering, muna ang dita maingon nga ala na Biblia sayawa na. King James gayud ang tama. Kung imong tanaw na imong word nga dili. Murag dili haom ba? No? So ang tama is became flesh because of the word ginomai. Dili poyeo. Ang poyeo is to make. Okay? So ang nasbi medyo tama-tama. Ako magtanaw sa ESV o uban pang mga version. Basta to become, to became, and make. Ang tama, 100% sure is to become. Not was made. Now, ang Biblia nagaingon sa Philippians 2:5 and 8, diri man nagikuha nilang dokeo nga issue. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 and 8, ang pulong din ha nagaingon. Have this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. Yan, ang dokeo. But emptied himself. Gihubo daw niya ang iyang pagka-Diyos. Ani? But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made into the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Okay? He existed in the form of God. Ang ibig sabihin, he had the intrinsic qualities and characteristics of God. And here, he was not stealing something that did not belong to him. So here we have Christ being in the form of God, all the aspects of deity, and not taking anything to himself he did not deserve when he was viewed and seen and declared to be equal with God. But notice the verse 7, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant. So he laid aside his reputation, his glory, and took upon him the form of a servant being made in the likeness of men. So being in the form of God took upon himself the form of man. Ang ibig sabihin, humanity was added to his deity. Gidugang ba? Dili kay gikuhaan. Gidugangan ang iyang deity o humanity. So that, pag ingon diri sa verse 8, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Okay? Ang tuyo, aron mamatay siya. Because, mamatay ba kay Ginoo? No? Dili pwede mamatay ang Diyos. So, being in the form of God, took upon himself the form of man. So humanity was added to his deity so that, as it says in verse 8, he could die the death on the cross. God cannot die, but a man
certainly can. If Jesus is not fully man, He could never have died for our sins. No? Kung dili siya fully tao ba? Matik-atik lang iya pagkatao. So, dili siya mamatay para sa atong mga sala. So, His human nature was then added to His deity without subtracting any from His divine nature. So, it is important for us to understand that when Christ became man, He became fully man. Of course, with the exceptions of sin. Dili siya makasala. Wala siya'y sala. He was exactly as we were, while He did not have a normal conception because He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He did have a normal human gestation. He had a normal human birth. He had a normal human development. Si Mary, nagbuntis ayaha og siyam ka bulan. That's normal. Ni daddy siya sa breast ni Mary. Nangihi siya. No crying he made that. Yung pa ni Martin Luther. Kaya wala ko'y sala. Murabag. Ang saang tungod ka ang hilak mo na yung bunga sa sala. No? So, dili po tama siguro. So, He went to the process of labor. Then, after Jesus was born, He grew up in stature. He went through puberty and experienced all the feelings that we experience as we go through the process of growing from childhood to maturity. He grew in favor with God. He grew spiritually. He grew in favor with men. He had learned social skills. He had learned social manners. Learned to say, please, thank you. You are welcome. Learn how to normally interact with his peers and with his superiors. He is 100% human. Oh. Nag-eskwela ba si Jesus? Gitudluan ba siya ABC? Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta? Oo. Saan niya pagbasa kung di siya magtuon? Wala ginaugog ko. Kinanan bago na. Process. Tao man siya. No? So, he had a normal human birth and normal development. Dili lang diha sa development sa physical. Si Jesus had a normal human soul and body. Naasya'y soul. Naasya'y body. Asa makita? Luke 10:21. Ingon din eh, at the very time he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this was well-pleasing. Tama ba ko? Oh. Epa. So, Jesus, John 12:27, He had a normal body. Luke 24:39. Ingon din he, one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him. Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. Oh. So, ang punto lang din is, dili siya phantom body. No? Lawas gid ba? Paras gid nato ba? Kung makita ni mo siya, kung naasiguro ka sa unang panahon, eh kay elect ka man, may ngusiro ka Ginoo gid niyo. Pero kung itong mga unbeliever pa karon, na nabuhi po sila sa unang panahon, may bakakon mo ng tawanan na. No? Di mo na Diyos, Diyos balay na. No? So, he had a human soul and body. He had a human mind. He had emotions. He had a normal human birth and development. Og ang Biblia nag-record nining tanang detalye sa iyang kinabuhi, unsa ang tuyo, so that we would understand that Jesus was a man. Matthew chapter 1. Atong nakita ganina ang iyang descendant, no? Ang kagikan niya ba? Asa siya gikan? Nasa gigikanan. Okay? So, therefore, being conceived by the Holy Spirit, he had his deity. Dili man si Joseph Gyud. No, through sexual intercourse kang Mary nga nigawa si Jesus. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. But being conceived and born by the Virgin Mary, he had his humanity. Tungod kay natawo man siya, diri man siya nag-develop, 9 months sa taguan ka ni Mary, makaingon ta nga, tao gid siya. So Jesus became fully man without ever ceasing to be God. He was the God-man. Muna importante nga punto na itong kinahanglan na ito, bantayan. Nahimo siyang tao nga wala nag-undang ang iyang pagka-Diyos. Okay? Now, that brings us to our second major point. Having seen that Jesus Christ is fully man without ceasing to be God, secondly, kaning duha ka nature nga anaa kaniya, the human and divine, while remaining distinct from one another, were inseparably joined to one another in one person. Oh, patay kang bata ka. Sa pagsabot na ito, ani? Basaha ang Creed of Chalcedon. Chalcedonian Creed. Basaha ang Athanasian Creed. Makita ninyo ni ng mga pagtulunan. So, while remaining distinct, lahi ang iyang human o ang divine, yet inseparably joined to one another into one person. Jesus Christ is only one personality. He was not two persons, even though he had two natures. Two natures, distinct kining human and divine. Upon kining human and divine, was joined into one person, and that person is none other than si Jesus. Very distinct. Lahi gyud, no? Lahi gyud siya. Never again will his humanity be separated from his deity. Permanente na, fixed na gina siya. Even in heaven, seated in the right hand of God, si Jesus has a glorified body and a soul. Wala na usab ang atong Ginoong Jesus. He will be the God-man for all eternity. Now look in Romans 1. Yun sa pag-portray ni Apostol Pablo, ang iyang humanity, ang ugang iyang deity. Romans chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Tingon din niya ang pulong. Concerning the Son, of course, si Jesus, who was born of the descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. So this Son has two natures, born according to the flesh. So, literal descendant ni King David. But he was also declared to be the Son of God. Sa umuni muna, according to the Spirit of holiness. So, he possesses perfect holiness. In Colossians 2:9, Colossians 2:9, for in him all the fullness of deity dwells. That's divinity. Asa man ang humanity? In bodily form. Oh, sa amo nimo na paglalis ani. Di ba? So in him, that's singular. Si Kristo. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. All the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. That's humanity and deity. O ato pong makita nga with reference to them in John 10:30, he said, I and the Father are one. John 10:30, kaning paggamit niya, I and the Father are one, declaring shared nature of their essence. But then he also said in John 19:28, I thirst. Aba, I and the Father are one, meaning I am God.
But kining nag-ingon nga I am God, mingon mo po siya giyohaw ako. Uhawon ba'y Ginoo? Hindi po di uhawon ang Diyos. God is Spirit. Of course, ingon pa nila, giyohaw po sa akong pakigugma ninyo. Una na ilang wala ni Atan sa una, kay bahin-bahin nila tong seven sayings. Asa giyohaw? Giyohaw ako sa pakigugma sa mga tao. Mao. Mao. Oh, John 19:28, Jesus said, I thirst. I and the Father are one. But he say, I thirst. God, of course, doesn't thirst. And man could never say, I and the Father are one. Walay tawang umusulti ni anak. Batuon ka sa mga Diyo kung imo nang isulti. Kaya nag-imply ka nga ginuuday ka. No? So when Jesus speaking of his divine nature, he said, I. When speaking to his human nature, he said, I. So both of these elements were joined together into this one person so that he could say, before Abraham was, I am. Aba, tingala ang mga Diyo, 32 anyos kapag gani, naana ka sa panahon ni Abraham. No? Yes. Ingon pa din na, I am eternal God, and yes, I am 32 years old, without any contradiction between the eyes. Mga ay ba? See? So the two natures remain distinct, meaning lahi yun. No? Dili man pwede maghalo ang, kada bang haloon nimo ng tao o ang pagka-Diyos, divinity o humanity. Pero gi-joining duha into one person, mo na si Jesus. Actually, this is a mystery. No? How could these two natures be joined together into one person and yet not sharing information between each other? We don't know the answer of the question, but the Bible clearly sets it forth. And how could these two natures only form one personality and not two? The answer is we do not know. IDK. Ingo pa ni Americano. This is the mystery that is involved in the incarnation of Jesus. It is precisely the reason why some are hostile to that mystery. Ang uban, mga Gnostics, nag-declare sa iyang deity and denied his humanity. On the other hand, for people like Jehovah's Witnesses, affirm his humanity and deny his deity. But what we must recognize that in the incarnation of Christ, we have the most unique individual that has ever existed in the universe. We would expect that in his makeup, in his being, in his existence, there would be a great deal of mystery. Therefore, we should not be disturbed by apparently contradictory things which he is saying. Because when you understand the makeup of the person, there is no contradiction at all. When you understand he has a human nature, you understand that he has limitations and ignorance and even inabilities. But when you look at his divine nature, you understand that he is all-knowing, all-powerful, and that one is omnipresent. So the two natures coexisted together into one person so that each nature informed the person, but the two natures did not blend together, communicated together with each other, or become dissolved into one another, or become converted one into the other. They were both there, they were both distinct, they were separately joined, and they were both expressed through a single individual. This is the complexity of the God-man Jesus Christ. The two natures remain distinct, and were separately joined to one another in one person. Jesus Christ is only one personality. Therefore, when the apostle said, Jesus is come in the flesh, he was saying, in contradiction to those who were denying it, because they could not wrap their brains around the fact that you could have two natures in one person, these people somehow believed that the material was evil. Therefore, if Jesus is God, he could not be material because of evil. Material things are not evil.
in and of themselves, evil arises at the human moral behavior.
Kita ninyo? So, ang pagtuo sa una, sa mga Greeks, mga intellectuals, all material things are evil. Now, kung kaning si Jesus, Diyos, nahimong evil, nahimong tao ba, nahimong material, dili pwede. So, naghimo silang doktrina, actually, katong na tao, eh, phantom body to. Murang bitaw ka ng hologram. Taka hologram, right? Kanang may, makita ni mong murang na, eh, ha? Light ba nga? Imo hagyong naong? Aba, di ko ay na ba? Nga imong hitapon, hindi mo dahil tinood. So, muna ilang pagtuo about kang Kristo Jesus. So, these people somehow believe that the material world was evil. So, dili na tama. Apan atong makita nga si Jesus become fully human without ceasing to be God, o na siya'y duha ka nature nga iyang gipossess, the human and divine, while remaining distinct from one another, were separately joined, were inseparably joined to one another in one person. Ang sa application nato niini karon nga hapon para sa atong Lord's Supper. Una is Jesus' humanity is what makes redemption possible. Kung wala nagpakatao ang atong Ginoong Jesus, fully human, hindi man siya mamatay. How can he offer his life as a sacrifice to the Father? O kaning sacrifice ang kamatayon dito sa cross. Jesus came in the flesh. Kung wala siya ni, if Jesus did not come in the flesh, therefore si John Mingon, there would be no salvation. In Galatians 4:4-5, to redeem those who were under the law that they might receive the adoptions as son, that is the reason why Jesus was born of a woman. Ang iyang toyo is to redeem o karun ma-adapt. Karun ma-adapt ang anak. So without him, nagsinina, no, nahimo gayud nga tao, walay kaluwasan. Hebrews 10:4-10 is another declaration of the fact that his humanity is what makes redemption possible. Hebrews 10:4-10, atong abrihan atong mga Bible, importante ni siya. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 4. Aguantaho na lang nato ni basa, importante magud ni. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. A body. Soma. In whole burnt offering and sacrifices for sin. You have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book, it's written to me to do your will, O God. After saying above, sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have not desired, nor have you taken pleasure in them. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will. He takes away the first in order to establish the second. Up to 10. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Oh, kita niyo na? So, ingupan niya din na, by this, we will have been... He takes away the first in order to establish the second. So, the first to establish the second. So, the old covenant animal sacrifices, that's the first. And to establish the second is sayang pag-anhi, to do his will, to die on behalf sayang mga anak. That's the second. Nahuman ang ceremonial law, ceremonial sacrifice of old. Ang bago karon is ang karnero ang ginaihaw sa Levitical priest sa unang karaan ng testamento sa Old Covenant is si Kristo na, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Siya na ang Lamb of God nga giihaw. Siya na ang priest, siya na ang offering, siya na ang prophet, siya na ang king. Siya tanan
Mao na ang gipasabot niya din ha. No? So it's the offering of the body of Jesus that we experience sanctification from sin. Jesus lived in perfect obedience to the law and became our substitute in bearing the penalty of the law. Mao ni master ni Brad Jonathan. Kung imo na siyang Bible study on 1 Corinthians, substitutionary sacrifice of Christ, then masaligan ni mo na siya din ha. Substitution. Ikaw unta, pero si Kristo na lang ang namatay, puli kanimo. Okay? So, without a body, without being made of a woman, he would not be under the law. He could not provide us with redemption and adoption and zeal to us, sanctification. That is the reason why we need to argue of the full humanity of Christ. Because through that, we have redemption from our sins. Very important doctrine. Read Chalcedonian Creed. Read Athanasian Creed. Mabasa nato na diyan. Second, the significance of the truth of the humanity of Christ. His humanity is what enables him to be a sympathetic and understanding high priest. Parents, mga ginikanan, ginaingon pa sa atong mga saying na nauna ko og tabyog ni mudong. Mga anak, si mami o si daddy nauna sa inyo ha. Nga nung si mami o si daddy sa iyang pag-relate din kanimo, mura magnasayod na sa imong atuan. Mura pag nakita na niya, tungod kay may mga anak, si Miguel Ramay na adre eh. Si daddy o si mami, kanang imong ma-experiensyahan pa, naagiana na niya, mao nang nakasabot siya sa imong mga liho karon. Si Jesus usab, daghan kay kitag mga weaknesses, Brad, dili ta perfect, usahay makasala ta. Even willfully sa Ginoo, nasabtan ba na ni Jesus? Oo! Niagi siya sa temptation, tanang temptation from poverty, sa iyang pagkabatanon, even hangtod sa iyang pagkadako, kining tanan, na-experience siya ni Jesus. Apan wala siya nakasala. So, nahimo siyang sympathetic and understanding high priest because sa iyang naranasan, nga ato nang naranasan po. Mao nang nahitabo din ha. No? Sympathetic high priest. Because Jesus is just like us, He experiences everything that we did except sin, of course, through it, though He did not experience the defilement of sin when He took it upon Himself on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21, He, God, made Him, Jesus, knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. So, si Jesus took upon Himself the guilt, the penalty of sin, and the effect of that was separation from the Father. Because of that, He knows something about the guilt that we bear. He knows something about our separation from God that we suffer as a result of our sin. Father, why thou hast forsaken me? Kung ikaw nakasinati, eh, pamati raman na nato, nagibiyaan ka sa Diyos. Alam, gibiyaan na siguro ko sa Diyos, okay, nakasala man ko. Yung pagihi ko mga ikpasaylo, ugma na siguro ko mga ikpasaylo, ani? Si Jesus na kasi natin, usab nga gibiyaan siya sa Diyos nga iyang Papa. Nga nung gibiyaan mo ako, ha? Ang Diyos gibiyaan sa Diyos, makalibog ka na. Makalibog, yung pa mga Islam. Muslim, mo na sila manaway permanente. Tungkol kay wala sila pagtulunan about his humanity and his deity. Na kung ikaw, naka-experience siya ni Ginana, ayaw pag-ingon nga wala ka nasabti sa atong Ginoong Jesus. Nakasabot siya sa imuhang gibati. No? Because He was at all point, Hebrews 4:14 to 15, tempted as we are, because He understood our weaknesses and our infirmities as people, as human beings, and as though we struggle in this sinful world, He is ready to give us help. He is ready to give us grace and mercy to go through that because He understands us. Verse 16, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Nasabtan kita sa atong Ginoong Hesus. No, tungod sa iyang pagkatao, tungod kay na-experience niya ang pagkinabuhi bilang 100% tao, yet walay sala tungod kay 100% po siya nga Diyos, nahimo siyang atong sympathetic and understanding high priest. So very important teachings about the humanity of Christ. Don't you ever forget that, brethren. Karon nga time sa atong Christmas season, it's the incarnation of Christ. What is the significance of the incarnation of Christ? Kinahanglan loaded ta ni ana bilang mga Reformed Baptist Christians. So I hope nakita nato unsa ka importante nga dili pwede tanggalon ang iyang humanity o magpadayon ka sa iyang divinity. Dili pwede tanggalon ang divinity o diri na lang ka sa iyang humanity. Maguba kining tanan. Padayon ta sa gitudlo ni Apostol Pablo, ni Kristo o sa uban pang mga apostles nga si Jesus is the God-man. Mauna mga igsoon. I hope you take comfort niana nga mga pagtulunan. Unsa ka importante ang iyang pagkatao? Unsa ka importante ang iyang pagka-Dios? Siya ang atong example sa pagkinabuhi bilang tao. Imitate me, yung pani Paul, as I imitate Christ. Magampo ta? Lord,